we present Bert's Place. Stars, you made me jump. You don't usually charge about like this. What's the idea? Yes, have a seat. That's right. Now, tell me what all the big hurry is. Oh, well, I suppose I should be flattered. We did leave the store in rather an exciting place, though believe me, it was no fun for me at the time. Come on, make yourself comfortable. Listen to my lovely peaceful waves. I always have them on in here when I'm relaxing. Now, if you're ready, I'll go on with the story. Of course, the next bit I only heard about later, as I was totally out of things for quite some time. Apparently, the local police scraped me off the street, rushed me into the nearest hospital, and called Elle, as she was closest. Of course, she called Brian straight away. He was on air at the time, right in the middle of his Saturday evening show. Not the best time for getting this kind of phone call.
Go step by step, you really gotta be there.
Elle? What on earth's going on?
I sent a phone call from the Cuffilly police.
Who? Why?
He had both our numbers on him, but they called me because I was closer.
Closer to what, Elle? Tell me.
Oh, God, it's awful. I can't stand it.
Elle, please try and calm down and tell me what's happened.
It's Bert.
Bert?
He was trying. He was crossing a busy road.
Okay.
And he was hit by a car.
Oh, God, Elle, no! So how bad is it?
The police say he's critical. He's got a broken arm, broken ribs, multiple cuts, bruises, lacerations all over the place. They don't know how about internal injuries yet.
Oh.
He's in a coma.
A coma?
They don't know how deep. The next few hours are going to be touch and go.
Oh, no, Elle, no. This isn't happening. I can't believe it. I'm not going to forgive myself if anything happens to him. The last thing I said to him was to get himself straight back here and to hurry up about it. He wanted to stay over. Oh, Elle, don't cry. He'll be all right. Look, do you want me to come? What can I do?
No.
Are you sure?
It's no use you coming now. He's going to theatre. We won't know anything for hours. The best thing you can do is get on with your show. You need something to focus on. And then you can come down straight after. I'll send you an email with directions to the hospital.
Okay, where will you be?
I'm going straight to him. As soon as I've sent this mail, if I get any news, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, no problem. I'll see you in a few hours.
Yeah. Okay, just let's hope he gets through these next couple of hours, okay? Bye, B.
Okay, Elle. Yeah.
Brian got to the hospital late that night. I was out of theatre by then, but still in a coma. Hinky, my elfin best friend, along with his girlfriend Teely, joined in the bedside vigil. It's a very good job they were about, or I'm not quite sure what would have happened. What? Oh, come on, I shouldn't have to spell it out, if you'll excuse the pun. You only have to look at me. If I wear a hat when I go out, I can pass for a human toddler, as long as I don't start talking. But take off the hat, and I'm sunk. See these? Yes. Ears a nice mess you've got me into. All leps have these upswept pointy ears. Usually I make zlent sure nobody notices them, but it's a bit difficult to do that when you're flat out and a surgeon is operating on your head. That's where Hink and Teely came in. Elves have heaps of magic. They performed all kinds of charms so that the surgeons, doctors, nurses... Well, they didn't seem to notice anything out of the ordinary. Well, anyway, my four good friends kept a round-the-clock watch on me. It's funny to think of it now. In those days, I hardly knew Teely. I don't think I'd ever spoken more than a dozen words to her. She was just Hink's girlfriend. She was blonde, very glamorous. I'll tell you more about how elves look later. Always made the best of herself. But I can't say I liked her too much. She always seemed a bit airheaded to me. Take what happened the day after my accident as an example. I mean, honestly, I ask you.
Come on, Elle, you're worn out, and so am I, come to that. We need a break. I tell you what, we'll just grab a coffee and a rest for 10 minutes, and then hopefully we'll have news of Bert.
Who's in there with him? You know he can't be left alone. What if...
Oh, Hinky and Teely are both there. It's fine, Elle. Honestly, it is. Teely promised to come and get us if anything happens.
Okay, then. Gosh, I seem to have been in this place forever. What's today?
Oh, let me think. It's Sunday. Down for double in a few hours. What do you want to do about that, Elle?
I can't do it. I mean, what if he woke up and I wasn't there?
Hinky and Teely will stay with him. They promised to let us know if there's any change at all. And I tell you what, Elle, if we did double, we could bring it in later, and I'll play it to him on my phone. It might bring him around, you never know.
Do you think?
Well, it's definitely worth a try, isn't it? Anything to bring him around.
All right, we'll do it. We'll give it our best shot. We'll try and make it a great one for him, won't we?
We will.
Teely!
What's happened? Tell us!
Oh gosh, Lulu. You're going to be really upset.
Oh no.
I don't know how to tell you this.
What? Tell me!
Look, the thing is... Darling, I got a peep at that leopard-skin blouse you bought me for Christmas, and it really isn't me.
It's a wonder that I actually got the chance to know Teely any better after that little caper. Elle was so hopping mad that if looks could kill, Teely would have been fried to a crisp on the spot. The aftermath of that whole incident lasted for days, making an awkward atmosphere between the humans and the elves, which wasn't good as the humans really needed the elves to be there. And the elves were putting themselves at serious risk to be at my bedside, helping both me and the humans out. I must tell you about elves, and then maybe you won't look so puzzled. Of course, you've never seen one. If you had, you'd know why it was so dangerous for them to be around a crowded human hospital. I've said that I could pass for a human toddler. An elf couldn't, by any stretch of the imagination, pass for a human. How different are they? Well, let's see. They're a bit smaller than us leps. I'm about 32 inches high. Teely is about 2 inches shorter than me. Leps are sturdily built, where elves are always slim and lithe. What? No, elves don't have pointy ears. I'm glad you asked me that and not one of them. You'd probably have ended up with a watermelon for a nose or something. No, the elfin head is what is really startling. Elves don't have hair. Their heads are covered in fur, which stops just at the top of their foreheads. The fur can be any colour and of any kind, from long and sleek to short and fluffy. Do they have ears? Oh, yes. Elves are ridiculously vain about them. They stand way up on top of their heads. They're big, tall and round, like a mouse's ears almost, and from the inside of them grows masses of long, thick hair. Male elves always trim this, but femme elves let this grow right down past their shoulders and sometimes tie it up with pretty ribbons. Yes, you're right. They can look incredibly pretty, and Teely is prettier than most, which is why she would have been caught and put in a freak show of some kind if she'd ever let her spells slip so that she could be seen. Oh, look, I'm getting sidetracked again. I really must get back to this story of mine. The bad atmosphere between magic and non-magic creatures didn't last for too long. Teely, even in her airhead days, always could admit her mistakes. So finally, she made up her mind to face the lion in her lair. Or perhaps I should say, the bear.
Darling, you really should go home and get some sleep. And when did you eat last? It's not going to do Bert any good if you get ill too.
Oh, hush. That's okay. I gotta be here for Miss Bear.
You and your Miss Bear. She's still not speaking to me, you know. Well, hardly.
Well, honest, are you surprised? Of all the dumb things you've ever done, Teely, that was the dumbest.
Oh, go on! Make me feel worse! Take her side!
Keep your voice down. If you ain't gonna be helpful, hon, go home. Bert's my best buddy. We've been friends for more than a year. Now, they're running all these tests on him to find out if his brain's okay. And Brian and Miss Bear are doing everything they can to bring him around.
Oh, I'm sorry for being scratchy, darling. I know how worried you are. Look, is Lulu in there with Bert now?
Yeah, she's listening to something with him.
Well, I'll go in there and make it up with her and sit with them a while. And you should go home and rest.
Nah, I'm just gonna curl up here and have me a doze. He might need me. You'll call me if he wakes.
But I do have one here. Is that the tweets finished with for now?
Yes, yes, we're all done.
Okay, I'd like to read this one out now. She says, when I was a little girl, I thought the greatest thing in the world would be to have a pet monkey. I had lots
Today
of stuff...
I can help you with Teely. He may be wondering whether black silk ribbons would look good in your ear hair, or something equally irrelevant.
No. Actually, I came to say I was sorry. It was, really thoughtless. And, well, not very clever of me.
That's okay, Teely. It's all forgotten. But we just have to concentrate on Bert now.
I haven't seen him since that day. He's been telling me about him. He says he's stable and breathing on his own. And I suppose that's good, but gosh, he does look awful. And forgive me for saying so, Lulu, but so do you. When did you last sleep?
I don't remember. It's all a blur.
Well, you go and get a break and I'll sit with him. Inky's having a nap and you should do the same. I'll put Dabble back on, and I'll come and get you if there's any change at all. I promise I will.
Thanks very much, Teely. Really, thank you. I'll see you later, sweetie. I'll be just outside.
He would never be mine, but I was so excited anyway. On Christmas Day...
This is such a great show,
presents,
isn't it, darling?
There was one present which wasn't wrapped at all. It was just
in a bag.
Do you think
black silk ribbons really would look good in my ear?
At that point, I really wasn't in a position to give an opinion. Well, time went slowly by, and my friends got into a routine. Brian and Elle took it in turns to be with me. One of the elves was always present to renew the batteries of charms needed so that the humans, not in the know, would not cause a panic. The doctors had told Brian and Elle that everything possible had been done, and it was now up to me. I was to have a strict regime of daily physical exercise so that my muscles wouldn't waste. Brian and Elle were advised to try every way they could think of to bring me around. Everybody worked at this problem with a will. Hinky, in particular, was tireless. Being in a coma is weird. It's not like just being asleep. Sometimes I could hear Hinky's voice, as if from a million miles away. My phone had somehow been thrown clear when the car hit me, and, for a wonder, it had survived completely unharmed. I would lie, locked away in my silver shell of silence, listening to Hinky's voice for hour after hour, endlessly reading me get-well tweets from my friends.
Listen! It's from Ms. Tweetin' Frog. It says, Hi, Bert. All your friends want you to get well soon. Please wake up. Now, come on, buddy. You can't disappoint Ms. Frog. There's been a real lot of tweets. I know, because Brian gave me your phone to look after. How it survived in one piece when that stupid car hit you, I don't know. But I'm glad it did. Why, you might have lost all them pictures you done took. My word. You sure have some mighty fine pictures. Look. Here's one of us by my new bike that day at the bar when we first heard about Team FM.
Hink, is this thing safe enough? If there is a new radio station coming to the internet, I want to be part of it, but dying in the attempt is not what I had in mind.
Aw, sissy! Remember that day, old buddy? Well, here's one of us at your place watching the game.
Come on! 2-0! What a team!
And here's us at that fancy-smancy restaurant. What's more of this weird fizzy wine?
Fizzy wine? Hink, you're a Philistine. That's the best champagne money can buy, I'll have you know. Yep, fill her up.
Okay, let's have a toast. Here's to Keely. Oh, they was great days. Look how happy we was there. Look, Bert, come on. We can go back there. We can get some more fizzy wine. Come on.
All right, Hink. Elle said to get out of here now. Go home with her and get some sleep.
That's okay. I ain't tired yet.
Yes, you are. You've been here since Saturday night. Go on now. I'll let you know if there's any change at all. I promise. Hello. Are you doing any better? This won't do, you know. You're going to sleep through all the parties. I've got loads of messages for you. I have. They're all hoping that you'll be better soon. Elle's gone home for a while. It's nearly time for joyful noise. Here. I was thinking, while we wait for it to come on, shall I play you some of last week's? Would you like that? Come on. Squeeze my hand. Oh, Bert, you know how annoying I always found your thing about Elle. Well, just show me that you want to hear her. Go on. Just squeeze my hand. Oh, just Blair. Well, I'll play it anyway, shall I? Just because it's you. Come on, you annoying little let.
Helping to make your Christmas magical. This is Team FM.
Don't give up now.
You know, hearing that makes me feel a bit sad. So many times I heard my friends saying, "Wake up, Bert. Open your eyes. Squeeze my hand." All kinds of things. I always wanted to, but it all seemed too far away, and I just couldn't do anything about it. Then finally, after almost a week, there came a day when the shell broke open, and I finally could do something. I don't know if it was luck, Christmas magic or what, but the shell unlocked at the absolutely best possible moment. I said before that Hinky was tireless. That's not to say my two human friends weren't just as tireless. Brian was holding down a full-time job, but he still spent every spare minute he had in my hospital room. As for Elle, well, she was a permanent fixture. She only ever left to catch a few hours' sleep or to do her radio work. Every day she would spend hours talking to me, doing my exercises, playing me audiobooks, radio shows, and music, reading me stories. Now I come to think of it, she was just finishing a story when I felt the first crack in the shell. It was the tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher. I'll never forget it.
And the alderman brought a salad with him in a string bag. And instead of a nice dish of minnows, they had a roasted grasshopper in ladybird sauce, which frogs consider a beautiful treat. But I think it must have been nasty. There you are. I'll read you the next one later. Did you like that, sweetheart? Oh. Come on. It's time to start our exercises. Can't let those muscles waste. No. What do you want to do first? Do we start with legs? All right. We have to get this knee and bend it right up to our chest. Yes, we do. Right up. There we go. Bend it up. Good boy. Yeah. There. Now we have to stretch this foot out. Stretch it right out. Oh, look! Your toes are pointed right out there like a ballet dancer. Look, Bert. Isn't that cool? To keep these legs nice and supple. Okay. Well, the doctor said we have to do 10 of these on each leg, so I'll do them for you and you can talk to me. to leave as soon as I've finished here, sweetie. Come on, right up to your chest. Yeah, it's the damn double Christmas party tonight. I've got to help Bea get ready. Not that I'm feeling very Christmassy. In fact, I never felt less party-like. Make it a great show. And then, later on, I'll bring it in and play it for you on the phone. You'll like that, won't you? I don't know about you doing the exercise. It's me that's getting the workout here. I'm not gonna let you give up, you know. I'm never gonna let you give up. Scratch. You thought I didn't know how you felt about me. I'm not completely stupid. I was careful about you because I didn't want you to get hurt. And apart from all the other complications, I'm a human. You're a lep. That's not even allowed, is it? But if you think that all the times that I kept you close to me didn't mean something, if you think that I don't think that you're the most amazing lep there is. Oh, Bert! Got to wake up. Oh, Bert. Please, you just got to. I love you so much.
Elle, it is you.
Hello, Snuggle Muffin. Take your time. Scared us all half to death. I can't believe it. How are you feeling?
I'm not feeling my best. I feel as if a car's hit me.
Shh, careful, don't do it. I need to move.
No, Elle, please don't go for a minute. Please stay where you are. Elle, I heard what you said. I won't forget it.
No, nor will I. Oh, I've got to call Bea. Wait till I tell everyone you're back with us. Oh, it's gonna be the best Christmas present of all.
Christmas? I didn't miss it then.
No, sweetie, you haven't missed it. It's Christmas Eve. Absolutely the best time for wishes to be granted. Listen, let me open the window. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Elle. Just wow. Life has moved on a lot since those days, but I'll always remember that little interlude as long as I live. Oh, sorry. I was miles away for a moment there. Yes, what happened after I woke up? Well, for quite a while afterwards, I wished I was still asleep. Life was no fun at all, let me tell you. I had an arm in plaster, so had to do everything one-handed. Facial bruises and lacerations meant I had a weakened jaw, so food was blended slop. My mending ribs hurt like low country. My legs were too weak for me to stand, and my head seemed to be permanently aching, which made my already filthy temper even worse. Brian was at work during the day, so Elle used to come in every afternoon, bring me clean pyjamas, attend to my laundry, do 101 chores for me, as well as bringing me little comforts to make my enforced stay on a noisy ward easier to bear. How she put up with me, I'll never know. I remember this one afternoon, when I think I reached an all-time low. Elle was late. I'd convinced myself she'd just forgotten the visit. I'd stuck my headphones on and was determined to make myself as much of a slent nuisance as I could. What a lovable character I was. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yes, I should. Yesterday.
Someone's in good voice today. Hi, sweetie.
Oh, Elle, you're late. I was thinking that you weren't coming today.
I'm sorry. There's a humongous traffic jam. I always come in every day, if I possibly can. And if I can't, you know I always let you know.
Yeah, that's true. You do.
Now then, let's see.
Here she goes, fussing around like a mother hen. Cluck, cluck, cluck.
I have your clean pyjamas. I'll put them in your locker.
Thanks, Elle. The nurse put the laundry in the bag for you.
There we go. Here. I've got it. Okay, but I'm going to have that dressing gown off you before I go.
Oh, goodness.
You've spilt stuff all over it, you mucky pup.
Well, you try eating slop one-handed and then see how clean you can stay.
Ouch.
Did you bring me anything to eat or not?
Yes, I did, actually. They say that you need to get used to chewing again and strengthen your jaw. So, I brought you something nice to help you with that. Here you go.
What is that?
This is mango, pineapple and coconut. I saved it for you from my Graze box, sweetie. By the time you chewed on this, it'll really help your jaw to get nice and strong. And it tastes lovely. I know you like all these things.
Well, I thought you were bringing me chocolate or at least something edible to chew. Take that away. I don't want your Graze box. I'm not a sheep.
Hey! What on earth has got into you today?
Nothing. I'm fine.
I don't think so. I think they've taken my friend Bert away and put someone absolutely nasty in his place. So, I think I'm going to go away.
Oh, no.
Until they bring him back again.
Oh, Elle. Please don't go yet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was horrible to you. Really, I am.
Oh, it's okay, Snuggle Muffin.
Yeah, but,
look,
Elle.
Come here. Come and sit here on Elle's lap. Hey, and tell me what's the matter with my favourite lap.
Oh, well, I really don't know how you put up with me. I've caused you so much trouble. And now, I've just snapped your head off.
Well, you know the answer to that one. Do you really want the laptop brass to come in here?
No. No, we don't need green stars, do we?
Now, tell me what's the matter.
Do you know how much longer I'm going to have to be in here? It's not that I'm not grateful for everything that's being done for me. But I just really miss home. You know, my own bed, my own things. Being able to listen to the team on proper speakers, not headphones. Being able to see people when I want, not just in the afternoon. Proper food. No hospital noises. Oh, well, I just want to go home.
Oh, I completely understand. Now, if you'll stop crying and calm down, I'll tell you something that'll cheer you up. I was having a talk to the doctor on Friday, and they're really pleased with the way you're coming on. And if you keep progressing as well as you are, they say that you could be discharged as early as Thursday.
Thursday? Ouch! Wow, that's brilliant! Will I be home in time for Joyful Noise?
Careful, careful. Yes, well, maybe, if you do everything you're told.
Everything like what?
Everything like taking off that disgusting dressing gown before I have to dash off and help me get ready for Down for Double. And then helping me find the bit of my Graze box that you flung down on the floor.
Oh, you. I'll listen to the first bit of Double. It will give me a chance to do some chewing practice on this stuff from the Graze box.
Good idea. Actually, I think you'd make a very cute sheep.
Oh, well.
It was actually a couple of weeks before I finally got to go home. A day or two after that Sunday visit, I caught a chest infection which set me back a bit. One thing had changed for the better as a result of my outburst. I'd taken a good look at myself and didn't really like what I saw, so I did my level best to put up with the delay and do any snarling there was to be done only in the privacy of my own head. Once I was home, I had nothing to do but potter around the house, slowly getting my strength back. Everything was back in its friendly old groove. Brian and I had our good, solid working friendship back. We were seeing a little more of Elle than usual, but I didn't think anything of it. Hadn't we all just been through a very trying time together? Then, one morning, I was clearing away the breakfast, when the biggest shock of my life suddenly fell on me out of a clear blue sky.
Bert, leave that for a minute, could you? Come here and sit down. I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, hell, what have I done now? Can't it wait till I finish this?
You haven't done anything, I promise you. And no, preferably not. I just really need to talk to you about something. Something important. Please, come over here. Do you want some coffee?
Gosh, Brian, I don't like this at all. Are you firing me or what? Yes, I'll have some coffee. I'm probably going to need it. Okay, now, what on earth is going on?
Well, it's about Elle.
Oh, no. Have I done something to upset her?
No, you haven't. Please, let me say this. You know you once said that you'd like to be able to stay at the lair and take care of Elle all the time?
Yes.
Well, you're sort of going to be able to have your wish.
You are firing me. I knew it. I can't help the way I feel about Elle.
Bert, you're not making this any easier for me. I'm not firing you. Although if you don't shut up, it might be a different story. Look, Bert. You know Elle and I have been working together for nearly 18 months. For the past 9 of them, very closely.
Yes, I know.
Well, we became good friends and then we got closer and now we want to be together for always.
What?
Bert, of course I know you can't help how you feel about Elle. Why do you think I used to get so annoyed about it? I was feeling exactly the same way.
You're in love with Elle? And she's...
You've been listening to Bert's Place, featuring Brian Hartchen as Bert and Lulu Keel as Teely, with Charles Wells as Hinky. The music was composed by Andre Louis. Go Step by Step was performed by Tommy Stans. Bert's Place is written by Lulu Keel and produced by Brian Hartchen. For background material, archives and original artwork, please visit www.bertsplace.co.uk.